I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sudan's Darfur troubles have spilled over into neighboring Chad. Rebel fighting threatens to destabilize the region further. Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says their convoy made it safely through, and now they have two more vehicles for use in the refugee camps. Their work, he says, serves as a voice for the hope of Christ.
Just being there is a great testimony, and you will understand that if we are there as a team, the questions go. Yeah, why are you here? And in that, we have opportunity for individual witnessing.
Next, the death toll continues to rise from typhoons that hit central Vietnam 2 weeks ago. World Vision Vietnam is providing initial relief to survivors. The team is taking in food, medicine, and emergency shelter. The storm destroyed nearly 40% of the houses in the worst-hit areas. Authorities are still on the alert for possible floods and landslides. Pray that the World Vision staff are able to provide relief assistance to storm survivors effectively as the hands and feet of Christ. And as persecution against Christians in India grows, Christians worldwide are praying. It's being called the All India Global Day of Prayer. It's being held tonight and tomorrow. Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says their institutions, schools, hospitals, orphanages, and their 20,000 churches will be praying. While Hope Givers has been targeted with persecution, Bray says Christians are continuing their evangelistic work.
They are cautious. They are careful. They're not doing public evangelism like they used to, street meetings and tract distribution. But they're doing a lot of more quiet witnessing one-on-one and continuing all the activities.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on the suffering Christians experience in their walk with God. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.